Our guest is two-time Stellar Award winner Isaiah Thomas. You mentioned writing for Dottie, Martha. Here's another name, Gladys. How was it writing for Gladys Knight?
Yeah, Gladys was really, really awesome. And they flew us out to Vegas, and we worked in Vegas. And it's interesting because Gladys Knight, the first artist I ever worked with that does not cut vocals during the day. She feels like her voice is not at her best, so she starts cutting at midnight. And so for a couple of nights, we were going back to the hotel at 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Which was a very, very big adjustment. But other than that, she's the sweetest lady in the world, and we had the pleasure of producing four tracks on her first gospel CD entitled Many Roads. And so we cherish that, and it was just a wonderful experience. In fact, we're going to be doing some work with her in the near future. Also, Dottie Peoples, we laid the first track on her last record, and now we just got the call that they just took two songs for her new album that she's getting ready to record in 2008. And also, the Gospel Goes Classical has selected one of our songs. So, man, I'm telling you, Jay, we are just so excited about what God is doing right now.
You are definitely being blessed. When you decide to write, to produce, where are you mentally? How do you get yourself prepared?
Well, Jay, those two things are very distinct. When I'm writing a song and when I'm producing, it's two different modes for me. When I'm writing a song, I like to be secluded. I have to get by myself. I have to be able to clearly hear. Sometimes I'll cut off everything in the house and just lock myself in the basement. That's where I have my setup, Pro Tools, and my laptop, and we'll just I'll just sit still. And sometimes God will give me a beat without any lyrics. And I have to lay the beat and lay the music and come back with some hooks. And other times, God will put a hook in my spirit, and I'll have to run downstairs, record that hook, and then put a beat to it and put the music to it so that I don't forget the hook. And so I'm very much secluded when God has me in a mode of writing. And normally, when he sends me in that mode, I never just write one song. Sometimes I'll come up with a catalog of at least 25 to 30 songs in a week span where he's just pouring into me. The other thing I like to do is the messages that my bishop preach, his sermons, a lot of those turn into great ideas for songs. When we wrote Great Jehovah God on the New Samaritan Project, we did a church project entitled Masterpiece, where we had to hit Go Run and Tell That, which You Ought to Run and Tell That, which really hit the nation hard. That song came from a message that my bishop preached saying, you ought to run and tell that. And a lot of our music that we get, that God gives us, comes through the word of God. And that's why I have my pen, I have my notes when pastor's preaching, because I don't know when God's going to trigger an idea from what he is preaching into our spirit. And so that's one mode, and that's the songwriting mode. Then we have the producer mode where I am, the mode I am, depends on heavily who it is I'm producing. So when I'm producing an artist, I'm like Kurt Carr in the sense that I want to know everything there is to know. I want all the history. I want to hear all the songs that were recorded before I came on the scene. And I want to get every, and I try to bring that vision of that artist to a reality. And I think that's the job of a good producer. I don't necessarily want an artist to sound like me, but I want to make their vision be manifested and through the music and let that artist shine through our production. And so those are the two different modes that I have to be in, Jay.
The song, The Greatest.
Yes.
Your new single. Tell us about that. It's an uplifting song. It gets your juices flowing, too. Tell us about that song.
We are so excited, Jay, about this new album. It's dropping March 25th. It's entitled The Greatest. Make sure you pick up your copy. Radio has already embraced the song, and we give glory to God for that. But that song is, I think, and we titled the record The Greatest. That's not only the title of the song, Jay, but that's also, we believe, that this is some of our greatest work. And so we titled the record The Greatest as well. And that song was written not by me this time, but by my friend and brother who we collaborate with on so many songs. He also ministers at my church. His name is Paul Neil Nelson. And he wrote that song, and he came up to me one day. He says, "Man, I got a melody, Isaiah, man, that I think you can do." And he sung that song to me, and ever since he sung it to me, I've been singing it ever since. And I brought it to the group. We learned it, got the arrangements together, man, and we recorded live September 14, 2007, the Greater St. John Church in Upper Marlboro. And, man, that song, you had an energy from the time that we started playing the intro of that song. It had an energy that was out of this world, and I knew that the body of Christ would embrace it. And so we've been singing that song, man, ever since we recorded it. Now that, you know, when we go, when we minister, churches are requesting that song before we can get halfway in the door. They want to hear The Greatest. And so we are so excited about that song. And it just kind of lets you know the direction where we're going this year. This record, new record, has been music that you've never heard from Isaiah Thomas. This is a whole nother direction. It's awesome. The church can identify with it. And so we just cannot wait till March 25th. I'm telling you, Jay, I cannot wait.
Hey, I'm like you, Isaiah. I'm waiting after listening to the MP3 on it.
Yes.
I like it. I like it. I really do.
Oh, and man. Thank you, man.
Hey, I'm waiting for that album. I'm telling you.
Yeah, we are excited about that. We also did, at the top of the year, we did a brand new record label deal with Habakkuk Music / Universal Records, and we're so excited about that. They've been doing an excellent job with the getting that single out there, and also the promotion and the way they're marketing this thing. It's a win-win scenario. Out there in Baltimore with April Washington Essex, CEO of Habakkuk Music, and we're excited about that. So we're going to be coming out with more great stuff from that label. That label's awesome. They also signed Jessica Green, who is killing the nation right now. And so we are just humbled, man, to be in the position that we in. And we know that it's nothing but the grace of God that has allowed us to be placed in this position. So, Jay, we're excited. We're going to ride it till the wheels fall off, man.
Hey, that's what you got to do. Let me ask you this. With the name Isaiah Thomas, when people say Isaiah Thomas, are people expecting a basketball player, a Hall of Famer?
Well, you know, it's funny because we had to minister one year. We ministered in Detroit, and they had a Radio 1 does this really big thing in Detroit, and there were so many people there. And so when the MC went to introduce us, he says, "Now, let me tell y'all, now, this is not Isaiah Thomas from the Detroit Pistons." And the whole crowd said, "Oh,
man."
But, you know, it's a conversation piece. But I have to say this, in all honesty, we had the name first because my father's name is Isaiah Thomas, and he will be, Lord's willing, April 5th, 2008, he will be 75 years old, Jay.
Wow, that's a blessing.
Yeah, so we had the name first.
All right.
And I tell people that everywhere I go. He might be the more famous one for now, but my dad's name is Isaiah Thomas, and I'm named after him. And so there you have it, man.
Hey, if you keep stacking up those Stellar Awards.
man, we don't know what God is. Oh, we just found out, Jay, that the co-producers of my record, Elements of Praise Part 1, they have been nominated for Co-Producer of the Year for the Dove Awards this year, 2008.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, man. So, hey, you know, to God be the glory, man. We don't know what God is doing, but we're gonna wherever he go, that's where we going. We're going to follow him. And so we give all glory to God.
Our guest, Isaiah Thomas, I'm enjoying the conversation. And, you know, we could talk forever, man.
Oh, man.
But listen, once again, tell us the release date on The Greatest.
Absolutely. The Greatest is set for release March 25th, stores nationwide. Is our street date release, and we're also doing a album, an official album release in Washington, D.C. on the Saturday before Easter Sunday, and I think that's the something like the 22nd, I'm not sure, but it's the Saturday before Easter Sunday. We're doing an official release at the New Samaritan Baptist Church. You will have, we will send out official advertising of that, and so you'll receive that. And I just want to thank you, Jay, for spinning our records, man. We give glory to God for the radio announcers that you all don't have to do it. You all could threw my thing in the trash can, and I want to say thank you to you and the staff there, man, We really, really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Our guest, Isaiah Thomas, Stellar Award winner, 2-time Stellar Award winner, up for a Dove Award, and the new project, be looking out for it, March 21st, The Greatest, the new single.